You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update.
The City of Green Bay's city clerk will no longer provide election services to the Green Bay Area Public School District. This means that the school district will be responsible for handling its paperwork, verifying signatures, and campaign finance documents. The city will still conduct the elections, which means ballots, polling places, and election results will not change. But the city clerk will no longer verify documentation. The city has handled the school district elections since the early 1980s. The district voted unanimously to accept the change to the policy with no discussion at its August 25th meeting. The change is effective immediately. The next election for the Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education will be in 2026. The board's executive assistant will act as the clerk to accept election documentation. To combat what some call nuisance deer and reduce the overall deer population, the Howard Village Board voted 8-1 Monday night to approve a deer control plan. The plan increases the hunting areas in the city from 2 to 6. The current locations of the Howard Industrial Park and the Howard Dog Park, and 4 additional locations. Hunters can try for a buck if they harvest 2 does. Field dressing will only be allowed in the industrial and the dog park. The archery deer hunting season begins September 13th. $1 million in federal funds will be used to make public facility improvements at Zippel Park in the Oconto County town of Gillett. The funds are part of over $18 million in community development block grants given to Wisconsin by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. Governor Tony Evers announced the funding yesterday. In the meantime, President Donald Trump's proposed 2026 budget eliminates the community development block grant program in its entirety. Wisconsin legislators introduced a bill to renew the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program for 6 years, allocating $72 million annually. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton is one of the bill's co-authors. She said the program adds value to our communities, the state's hunting and fishing heritage, and its tourism economy. This legislation, introduced by the Democratic legislators, is in contrast to the Republican-backed Knowles-Nelson legislation that renews the funding for 4 years at just over $28 million annually. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program launched with bipartisan support in 1989 to care for Wisconsin's land, waterways, trails, campgrounds, and more. If legislative action is not taken, the program will end June 30th, 2026. Wisconsin child care providers have started getting their new benefits from the state, and they say it's a lifeline. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Child Care Bridge program began this month. It replaced Child Care Counts, the federally funded initiative that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers, but it expired at the end of June. Advocates had said if providers suddenly lost that money they had been getting for years, the industry would be pushed further into crisis. Already, costs are high, wages are low, wait lists are long, and profit margins are slim. On average, in Wisconsin, infant daycare costs more than tuition at UW-Madison. In one survey, a quarter of Wisconsin child care providers said without that extra funding from child care counts, they would probably close entirely. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature came up with a deal to create this bridge program. Providers have now gotten their first payments. They're getting about 87% of what they did under child care counts.
Folks, our workforce and economy can't afford more parents leaving their jobs because they can't afford child care. In 2025, the year of the kid, ensuring we do what's best for Wisconsin kids and the folks and families who raise them is as important as ever.
Evers' office says this month, more than 3,000 child care providers got a total of $8.7 million. That means 126,000 kids across Wisconsin are benefiting from that extra money. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
22-year-old James Vanderleest is ordered to stand trial for the death of a 2-year-old boy in a Green Bay home in June. Vanderleest waived his preliminary hearing on Tuesday in the death of Leo Escalante, who was the son of an ex-girlfriend. Vanderleest is not the boy's father. Vanderleest's father, David Vanderleest, told police the toddler fell down the stairs. David Vanderleest also faces charges in connection with the death of obstruction and aiding a felon. He returns to court in October. A man accused of shooting another while traveling on Highway 172 in Ashwaubenon on August 15th was officially charged with first-degree intentional homicide Tuesday. The criminal complaint says 18-year-old Jigwemko Layton of Nakusa told police he shot the man because he was afraid the victim would rob his home while Layton was at work. The court has ordered a competency hearing set for September 5th. In Milwaukee, a federal judge has denied a motion to dismiss the charges against Judge Hannah Dugan. The ruling could be appealed, and that would put off a trial until next year. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
The return of the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for game 3 of their 4-game series. The crew with another dramatic win, 9-8. Last night over Arizona, Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. 5 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing 3 runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I don't think I changed the intent on any game, you know, these last 2 or 3, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a 3-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the 8th Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift? Or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly 4 decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothy Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. I just put a bunch of weight on, Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low dropping to around 60. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thundershower early, then partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.